Live Imaging Tuesday is on Sedano and Cap, Beto Duran, Latino Heat, singing in for Cappy, who's celebrating Rachel's birthday today.
And by the way, neither picked up the phone, and Rachel's phone went straight to voicemail.
Bam.
Not that we're prying or anything.
Don't answer, Scott. Meanwhile, it is time for What You Need to Know with producer Laura.
Wait, do you believe, before we get to What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, do you believe that Cappy's listening and told Rachel, turn off your phone?
Probably.
100%. 100%.
Wow.
That's possible.
Because the afternoon delight with him can't go on that long.
Wow.
Meanwhile.
Whoa. Hey.
We go to producer Laura.
Okay. All right. Laura, what do you got?
I'm sorry. I've been wanting to hit that drop since y'all been talking about Rachel and Cap.
Rachel.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is a little darker. Sorry, guys. I sadly saw a story that a five-year-old passed away due to... I'm sorry, Beto. I have to... That was my what you need to know. It's going to... Hold on. There's more. Because they left him in the back seat of the car. But engineers have been working for the last couple of years to help prevent this from happening to another child.
Oh, my God.
Hence why I was leading with the story, because it just happened. It is called, the technology is called cabin awareness. Other technology looks at the camera and sees, oh, there's a kid and it sounds off or something like that. But this technology detects breathing and heartbeats. So if there is any like living thing, so it could be a child
or a dog,
it'll start triggering for the car to beep, and it'll send alerts to the person. And if the person doesn't come and open the car, then it'll start flashing
man,
horns.
I don't want to get too far down this rabbit hole because this is like kind of morose. But what I would say is like, I've seen it happen to other people. It is like I'm more alert to it, but I also feel like I would. I don't know. I don't want to go down this path because I don't want to be super judgmental because I don't think there's any upside to that. But, like, it just – it's one of these things that, like, I can't even imagine. Like, first of all, my kids don't shut up, so I would never forget they weren't in the car. So there's that part of the equation. But, you know, anyway.
So what I was saying – I didn't want to – like, we were – I know we were having fun, but that was my – what you need to know is that there is something that is happening.
You can say that for another day, bro. Like...
Come on, Beto. Let her finish.
Anyways, cabinet awareness, people. Continue.
Yes.
Thank you, Laura.
What you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino.
Those can be very childish.
Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Yeah, that's oof.
It was heavy. It was heavy.
To say the least.
It was heavy. Not as heavy as Chris, though.
Oh!
Boom! Now we're back!
So do you want the story about that? You want the story? So get this. And Beto can relate to this because I connected him with my shirt and suit guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go see him pretty soon.
So we ordered a lot of stuff months ago for this event. This entire event.
For your suit guy?
My suit and shirt. He made tons of shirts, but it's stuff I can use for the future.
Yeah,
but,
of course, yeah.
But all new stuff, right? Yeah.
I need a new suit guy.
This is the guy.
He's really nice.
Where is he at?
The Valley. I'm even going to the Valley. That's
we can
how
go to public school, 818. Mm. I'll meet you guys after. Mm.
Go to Henry's.
Anyway.
Valley's far, bro.
Exactly.
Anyway, a lot of things. So everything is measured here, done. You pick everything, and then it's made in Hong Kong.
Right.
And he comes over.
Right.
Was supposed to be here 3 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Delays.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
he's like,
supply chain.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Calls me Monday.
Yeah.
Chris, we need a backup plan. I said, you can't be kidding me.
I got some longshoremen that can open up the crates right now, bro. ILWU, hook you up.
So here's the thing. I now have to figure out a backup. He's like, well, let's just wear the stuff we already have. I'm like, no, everyone's seen that. And it's not like black tie. So yesterday, I made the effort of going to tuxedo shops to try to figure this out. Most of them are like, there's no way we can get that done by Wednesday because I need it Wednesday night to take it to Montebello because we're staying to set up and everything. So I go to the old Fryer Tuck Shop in Orange County.
No, you going to the prom?
Exactly. Sedano, you'll enjoy this. Shana. They have to do the measurements. Now, when you go custom on everything, my guy, he's known me for 20 years. He measures, but he doesn't say it out loud. He just writes it down and goes, you know, Chris, the measurements, we're getting a little bigger there.
44, yeah.
And ain't been 44 in some time.
Being nicer.
So she's reading the measurements out loud, Sedano, and I'm like, oh,
oh boy.
My God.
Oh.
And this was the dark day I needed. Now, I'm going to look good. We got a bunch of different outfits. I'll still do 4 wardrobe changes. Whatever.
4?
Yeah, 4.
Good Lord.
Well, the first suit is a suit I already have, a black suit, just to kind of get things warmed up before, in the pregame, in the party and stuff. But hearing those numbers out loud, I realized, okay, July 1st. It's time. We gotta do something before I turn 40 in 16 months. I can't be going in with measurements like this. They started with fives, and they haven't started with fives out loud in a long time. So there you go. So, see, there's your fat story for the day.
Thank you. Lindsay says we should talk to Teddy. Hold on. Teddy, what's up?
Oh, okay. This page may say. A couple years ago, probably 3 years ago, I called the station because I'm like, George Sedano just bugs the crap out of me, and I can't stand listening to him. And then I don't know what's happened over the last couple years, but you've actually grown on me, and now I find myself tuning in, and I enjoy listening to you, and I don't know. I kind of feel like I've been bewitched, but it's something's happened. And I was listening now, and I'm like, frick, I'm actually enjoying this. And I used to, your voice used to drive me nuts, but something changed, and now I love listening to you. So I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm now a big fan, and I appreciate listening to you every day. And it's probably the crew you have around you now.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly what it is.
I like to call myself the ringmaster in that scenario.
Yeah, yeah. You always hire people who are better than you, and it's not that hard. Your kid.
Well, that works too.
Lindsay,
that's what a ringmaster does.
Yes, and George, thank you. And I just wanted to say, hey, you've won me over, and I appreciate it.
Make sure you vote for George. Thank you, Teddy. I can now move on with my life. Thank you. I appreciate it, though.
Hey. Don't be sarcastic.
That's what he likes, is that I'm sarcastic.
Just because he threw that little heat on you at the end.
But that's what he likes. Like, that's me. That's what he likes now. He gets it.
So is that better than anything else you've had today? No, you did NBA TV. Doesn't matter. Teddy calls in.
Teddy in Hollywood.
There it is. Now you can move on with your life.
I love the people. I do love the people. I flipped the script. That's what I did.
That's really nice. Yeah. You know how many times I've heard that too?
What?
Like, I used to hate Sedano, and I'll tell people, like, no, he's good, he's good.
Well,
he's
but
good.
What happens is the people that tell you they hated me, it's because they say what afterwards? What do they say?
I mean,
they say he's what?
A hater.
No. And then they say, but.
But he knows what he's talking
about.
He's
honest.
That is true.
I didn't want to say it.
He's honest. He's truthful. He tells you, look, sit down.
I didn't want to give him too much credit today. No, no, Teddy gave him credit. I don't want to go back back. When Matt Salas said, Sedano, he knows
he keeps
what
it real.
About.
He keeps it real. Like, when I met him, he's like, look, I'm just, my thing is, I'm going to be 100 with you, so keep it 100 with me. I'm like, cool, because that's how I work. You keep it 100 with me. So that's like why we've always gotten along, because he's 100%.
Not everyone loves the honesty, though.
Oh, absolutely. That's Laker fans.
Even around here.
Oh, no, I said it yesterday in something about how we're swimming with sharks here every day.
Yeah. Not everyone here loves it. Wow, and that's fine. Wow. I don't care.
What does that mean that we're swimming with sharks?
Wow. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the hell that meant either, to be honest.
He's going
to
watch out sometimes.
I mean, great whites or like great white sharks?
No, baby little sharks. They try to take little bites out of you.
Little minnows. Minnow sharks.
For the big sharks.
Is there a minnow shark? I don't even know. I mean, it's Shark Week, isn't it?
Is it? It was Megalodon Day the other day.
Yeah, Megalodon is like some dinosaur shark.
Yeah, it was
that's
like
the
oldest
one in Jurassic Park, isn't it?
Yes. Is it a dinosaur shark? He was like gigantic, like 100 times the sharks now.
That's scary.
Alan Slee was Murphy Bed said, how's my man, CMM Spectrum, eating bacon all day and still heavy set? See, he's using the heavy set word.
Yeah.
That keto diet have him at. So the problem is I haven't been following it. That's the issue, Alan Slee was Murphy Bed. Remember a year ago when I was following it, weight was flying off. And then those the things we were doing. The Friday, Foodie Fridays threw me all
Fridays,
off.
Those things were good, though.
They were, but then all of a sudden it's 100 degrees, I'm eating a burger, and I just, then my mouth is taking over, and I'm like, I just need sweets. That's I need more
true.
Carbs.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
I've been trying to help with that, and I feel like you have all the tools you need to succeed.
July 1st, we're back on the train.
Hey, you know who got rid of carbs?
Yeah.
Remember Kyle Farnsworth?
Yeah.
He's doing a bodybuilding competition this weekend. He is jacked.
Good for him.
He's doing one of those fitness competitions. He hasn't had carbs this week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't want to bodybuild. I just don't want to be fat.
I'd die if I wouldn't have
carbs. I'm with you, Chris.
By the way, Jonathan Watson says, Rockin' Cajun in Carson across the street from the Carson Mall on Dominguez is fire.
Okay. Where's that at?
I don't know.
Well,
I just told you.
Across from the Carson Mall on Dominguez.
Yeah.
Oh, on the backside. It's over there by IKEA.
You're the mayor of Carson. How do you not know?
Yeah.
It's over there by IKEA on the backside.
Next to the Tony Romas.
Yeah.
No, it's on the backside in the industrial area.
So I've got an idea for the Dodgers. So Craig Kimbrell clearly is not going to work out very long. What happened? What are you showing him?
Farnsworth.
Oh, you know,
somebody hasn't showed me a picture like that in this studio since LZ was here.
Yo, no lie, LZ's thirst trap videos on IG.
He's still thirst trapping.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, damn, I'd be putting the little fire emojis all the time.
Yeah,
he's thirst trapping stuff. So Craig Kimbrell is not performing well. Lindsay, you actually have numbers that show that he's worse than we think, right?
Well, I was reading this thing in the LA Times today.
Yeah.
Hang on here. So it's like a breakdown of the basically Craig Kimbrell's. He's actually been worse than the numbers would suggest. And he gets into all of his appearances so far this year and says that basically most of the time he gets himself into pretty big trouble before he gets out of it. And so then it's actually much worse than just the stat line would say.
Oof.
And I'm not going to go through all of them because I think he's done like, you know, he's already had.
Yeah. It's brutal.
He might as well start with runners on base.
Right.
Here's my suggestion. When Kimbrell gets demoted, the guy they should have as closer, Yency Almonte.
All right. That's interesting.
Okay. Yency Almonte. Okay. 24 years old. He is. Have you watched him pitch?
Yeah.
That dude has swag coming out of his pores.
So Almonte,
and to me, that's half the battle.
He another one. A lot of credit to the Dodgers front office for finding these kind of guys.
Yeah.
He was with Colorado, really wasn't doing anything.
Right.
Minor league contract.
Yeah.
Almonte, what he's done, he's got rid of his four-seamer.
Yeah.
He's throwing sinkers, and that's it. And he's coming in, a different attitude, different approach, and he's throwing mostly sinkers and sliders when he's in there. So he used to throw his four-seamer, done. You know where he's from? Miami.
Yeah, Columbus High School.
Columbus High School, guy down there.
Yeah. He is, but that wasn't it. I knew before I even knew he was from there, that was my thing. He's been filthy this year.
Yeah.
1.13 ERA in 12 appearances. And to your point, everything is swings and misses. And that's what you want from your closer. You either want to freeze people or swings and misses. You don't want them getting near the bat. Like, you want, to me, if a closer, if the batter is getting wood on the ball, okay, against a closer, that's bad news.
Yeah.
And with Yency Almonte, to me, listen, Andrew Friedman is a million times smarter than me. But I'll tell you what, I can see a guy who's got future closer potential from a mile away.
And the way he's doing it, attitude.
It's the swings and misses. He's freezing guys. He's not being hit a lot. And he's got the swag. When he goes out there, I'm like, bro, I want to watch that guy.
And he's actually on a good team for once.
Right.
Because he was on the White Sox. He was the Rockies. He was back and forth. He wasn't doing much. But he's figured things out that what he can do. It says he's like, as he's progressing in, you know, he made his major league debut when he was in, like a few years ago, 2018 or something like that. So he knows what he's doing. He's got the attitude. And he's also got the position of, I'm going to come in, do my job. But then George also, when you're coming in the eighth inning, a little different from when you're coming in the ninth.
I totally
get
it. But
he has the attitude. I can see him going in there a couple days.
You got to give him. If this thing blows up with Kimbrell, which I believe it will at some point, you have to give Yency Almonte the ball in the ninth inning at some point. Give him that chance. That kid, I'm telling you, will be your closer for at least this year and maybe a little longer.
And then the way the Dodgers are going to have, they're going to have like, what, 20 games in a row again? And then they're going to be playing. So you're going to have to give Kimbrell some days.
A rest at
down.
Some point.
Yeah.
So, Dave and Andrew, if you're listening, I know you're probably watching your game. Well, Dave is busy doing it.
Yeah, they're kind of busy in Cincinnati.
But I'm telling you, Yency Almonte is the guy that needs to be in the next Dodgers closer of the guys that are on this particular roster.
And he started the year in AAA.
Right.
I mean, he was signed to a minor league contract.
Right.
And those are the kind of guys, George, you know, that's when they get the major league time and then all of a sudden they're looking for a job in the offseason and they go and retool, try to figure things out, try to change things around. That's what they do.
He is striking people out at a ridiculous rate. Almost if it was strikeouts per nine, it's like almost 11 strikeouts per nine innings. Like 1.13 ERA. His whip is below a one. This dude is the real deal. This guy has closer written all over him, okay?
But he also has the attitude of, I don't care.
I'm going to go get you. He's going up to that mound and saying, that mother bleeper standing in front of me, I'm going to strike his ass out every single time.
100%.
I love it.
And then his moxie, right? All that is, and right
is
now,
he Dominican?
Yeah. So what when Kimbrell comes in, does he look like he's going to shut you down?
He used to. I don't feel like he has that
right
swag
now,
anymore.
Right now.
I don't feel like he has that swag anymore. I would agree. Bergman! Get Bergman
in here.
He's
leaving.
Bergman, I have one question. Oh, he's all upset because I just have one question. When Craig Kimbrell eventually blows up,
again,
they have to find another closer on this roster.
Yes.
The guy I'm telling you has to be Yency Almonte. He's got the swag. He pitches to strikeouts. They swings and misses and freezes guys. He's got, I think he has 11 strikeout per nine. This guy has got the goods, man.
I think Yency Almonte, I love Yency Almonte. I think he's got a lot of upside. I think he's too young. I don't think he's ready for that.
28 years old!
I do not think he's ready for the closer role yet. I think he has
$10,000 mythical dollars. He'll be a good closer.
I think he absolutely could be down the line. I don't know if he has it in him just yet. I haven't seen enough from him. He's bounced around too much. I love the guy. I talk nothing but good things about him.
And when he comes in, I'm locked in on the Tigers.
I love him, but I don't know about him in that closer role yet.
You know who
Dodger fans got
to thank for this?
Who?
Jake McGee from the Giants.
Why is that?
Because Jake McGee and Almonte were buddies, or are buddies, but they were in the Rockies organization together.
Yeah.
And McGee is the one who told Almonte to sign with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Because he said that the Dodgers have an organization that's going to teach you some things
yeah.
and figure things out. See, yeah. so as much as you want to hit the Giants, Jake McGee is the guy who brought you Almonte because yeah. he was a free agent. He could sign with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I guess that's true. But I love him. Every time he's on the mound, I'm like, my eyes are like glued to the television. If you don't know who he is, you better start watching the Dodgers more. And when he's in, lock in on that. I got a funny tweet that's comparing me to somebody really famous here in L.A. about my attitude and personality.
Hey,
we'll get to that. And
Mexican news for you, man.
You do?
Mexican athlete news coming
okay.
up for you.
We'll have that coming up. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Sedano and Cap on a live imaging Tuesday. You know what it does mean? It's International Yoga Day.
Oh, are you a namaste guy?
No, I'm more of a eat carbs and fall asleep guy.
So you should be.
Unfortunately.
Say namaste, Larry. Say namaste.
Namaste. This is yoga music, apparently. Is this hot yoga?
Bikram?
Oh, the Bikram, yeah.
That's the hottest of the hot yoga.
That's when it's really hot.
But that's bad.
Yeah, well,
it's bad for you?
No, you didn't see the documentary?
The Bikram guy.
You're our documentary correspondent.
Okay, but most people, I feel like, know that the Bikram guy was like a complete shady...
Yeah, we did a 30 cult. For 30 on it.
There used to be a bunch of Bikram studios.
Right, and they're not there anymore.
Yeah, he had his own little cult going.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was like a sexual abuser and all kinds of stuff.
So hot yoga's good. Hot yoga's good.
Stay away from Bikram.
You got to sweat it all out.
Yeah,
back when
good,
I worked
man.
Out, which was a while ago.
Namaste.
I used to love to go to the steam room. I would cry Sana. About things that have passed. I would. The one in Sherman Oaks, that 24-hour fitness, when I was going through a breakup in the mid-2000s, every night, 11 o'clock, being there listening to James Blunt in the steam room crying.
My. Yeah. Hey, by the way.
You're an emotional guy, huh?
By the way.
I used to be. Now I just got rid of it all.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you avoid women, no emotions. You're fine.
Hey.
By the way, Carlos tweeted us and said that the Frida, we were talking about the Frida at the La Mama, he says the Frida in Glendale and the one in Sherman Oaks, which is at the Galleria.
Right there.
Is like fire.
It's popping.
Yeah. Fire.
Right. Where's the one in Glendale? Is it the Americana?
I don't know. He didn't say. Maybe at the Americana. Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I don't go past the 10.
Yeah. By the way, just got tweeted. Sedano, you got the Mamba mentality. Here's a quote for you. Quote, I hold teammates to a higher standard. I don't sugarcoat stuff. Never have, never will. That tends to rub some people the wrong way. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, not many people want to work with you.
But it works. Well, you win when you're on this team.
Well, yeah,
exactly. I do. I've worked with him for about 3 years now.
Yeah, but of course you, because you're a winner.
You win on this team.
Sedano, winner. Lindsay, winner. Me, man, I'm all right. But the rest of the people who don't want to work with Sedano, I mean, well, they're looking for jobs.
I didn't know that was a thing.
There's people who don't want to work with George.
Oh. Well, I'm sure there's people that don't.
Hey, look.
There's people that don't want to work with everyone.
Look,
right?
Let me tell you something. You know, because Sedano's in the league. You're not in the league. So I've heard from people in the league that they don't want
to
work with Sedano.
You used to be in the league. What happened to you?
I like playing golf instead.
Yeah.
It's a hassle, man. Hassle being in the league.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so you've chosen not to be in the league because that's a big deal, I feel like.
Yeah. Beto was like Mr. Lakers at one point.
But there's a lot of people that like Alan Sliwa probably that would. He's part-timer in the league.
All over that.
But
he
I'm
would
also
kill
like,
to be
I
in
mean,
the league.
You can't be who you were when you were 20 at the same at 30 and the same at 40. I'm at 40. I'm trying to work less.
Yeah, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, I'm trying to be gone in 9 years. I was like, I told my daughter,
gone
as soon
where?
As I drop anywhere away, like as soon as I drop off my daughter in college, adios, I'm going to go be some kind of golf pro in Mexico.
Really?
Speaking of which, you had a Mexican athlete update?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of things for you. Am I interrupting you, Chris? Do you
no,
have an imaging
done.
Thing? Oh, okay, all right. Well, here's a couple
of
things.
Wow, that was very courteous of you.
Well, no, because it's live imaging Tuesday.
And after I do the throw, we're good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to do some more stuff. All right, so there's a couple updates for you. And it was pretty cool to see this. You know Austin Matthews?
Yeah.
From
Toronto
Phoenix,
Maple Leafs, yeah.
Right, from Phoenix, his mom.
He's one of the I mean, top two or three hockey players in the world.
Also half Mexican. Yeah. His mom from Sonora.
Yeah.
Austin Matthews is your 2022 NHL MVP, the first player of Mexican descent to win the award.
He was awesome this year. I think he had like 60 goals or something.
Fantastic. Also, you see the All-Star voting that came out?
No.
So All-Star
for the for the Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball, yeah. All-Star voting. Who's leading the catchers in the American League?
Who?
Over a million votes for the first time that he's on the ballot.
Yeah.
From Tijuana, Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah.
Over a million votes, his first time on the All-Star ballot.
For those that don't know who he plays for.
He plays for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes.
He used to play for the Tijuana Toros.
The Toronto Blue Jays are, this is super random, but Chris, you would love this because you love like 90s baseball too.
Yes.
The Toronto Blue Jays are basically all the kids of the players you used to love watching in the 90s. Vladimir Guerrero, Biggio, Dante Bichette. Like, all their kids play for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, so Alejandro Kirk from Tijuana is your number one vote getter in the catching spot. He's pretty cool.
I love it.
He's about 5'8", and then
that's what you want to be as a catcher. Yeah. Like Ivan Pudge Rodriguez was like 5'8".
Yeah. So Alejandro Kirk is a Mexican who's leading the catchers over a million votes from Tijuana, and real cool dude. So there it is. That's your update for you
there. There you go. Got an update.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Look at that. And we snuck in hockey, which we never did.
And,
I mean, like hockey.
I feel like we should play a hockey horn.
And this is like, come on.
I mean,
all
I have is the air horn.
Tell me you don't want to do the, with Alejandro Kirk from Tijuana to the Canadian Rockies.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Oh, that's old school right
there. Toronto is one of my favorite cities. Especially in the summer, not so much in the winter.
I've never been.
Really?
No.
Oh, dude.
I'd love to go and drink a Molson Canadian.
Bro, let me tell you something. They have strong-ass beer in Canada.
Yeah, I was just in Toronto a couple weeks ago.
Strong beer in Canada. Those Canadians do not mess around. It's probably why they're so nice, because they're just always in a good mood.
Now I know what you're talking about in Toronto, man. It's a great city.
Beautiful summer city.
I was there a couple weeks ago, and I kept thinking, there's a new spot called Mademoiselle. Well, next time you go to Toronto, I'm going to take care of you, man. I got a guy. He's going to take care of you.
Oh, you got a guy? You always have a guy.
I got a guy.
Do they have Molson Canadian, like on ice, all the red?
No, you know what? People got mad at me.
I mean, it's just Molson. There's not Molson Canadian.
Yeah. Like, do you have Corona Mexican?
I don't like Corona.
You have Tecate?
Yeah.
It's Sabor?
It's over there. It's just Molson.
Do you have a Mandala Mexican?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
So they just call it Molson?
Yeah.
It's not Molson Canadian.
No, because they're in Canada.
I want to go there and ask for a Molson Canadian.
And
though.
They'll look
Damn
at
it.
And they'll be nice because they're Canadian. Yeah. They'll be like, here's a Molson, eh?
But yeah, the other people tell you, no, you got to have some Labatt's. So there it is.
So Labatt isn't bad. Labatt Blue.
That's good.
Yeah, Labatt Blue is
actually
good.
The strongest beer that I've had that's Canadian is a beer. It's a French Canadian beer called Maudi. And Maudi. I want to say, hold on, let me see.
Maudi. Have you been to Montreal?
No.
Oh.
I've never been to Canada.
Oh, you would love Montreal, man. Montreal is great. Everybody's speaking French. It's a great city in the summer. I've been there twice for fights. It's just beautiful. The poutine, everything's great.
The what?
So, Maudi is a Belgian
food.
Double style ale.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I'm not a huge beer guy.
I'm not either, but that's good.
You're not a beer guy, huh?
Not really.
We got to figure out
you
how to
remember
make this...
that on the golf course. Yeah. But I've been going back down the Budweiser rabbit hole because I enjoy
Bud
Heavy.
Oh, no. Budweiser?
Yeah.
The red can?
Yeah, he's a heavy guy.
What are you, like a construction worker, like coming home and that's it?
Well, a lot of our listeners are, so that's okay.
No, but you,
there's
man.
Nothing wrong with Bud Heavy. That's what I drink when I drink beer.
Oh, my God. That says a lot right there. That says a lot about you.
You said something.
You are so Ohio right
there.
Why
don't we ever get together, drink a couple Bud Heavies, and put in
Red,
a Lipper and
Budweiser,
talk about America?
Red Budweiser reminds me of my dad coming home because he was a machinist, right?
I think it tastes better than Bud Light.
It does.
Yeah, but that's like
Bud Light's too watery.
You gotta be a real, real drinker for that. That's like that's a man drink
right
there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge beer person. Clearly, I like drinking like hard liquor.
Yeah, we're gonna
wine,
get you a light beer. Aerolog's gonna make you have a dip.
4th of July.
Ew,
he loves to dip. It's gross.
Ew.
I used to go through 2 cans a day. I was a lot skinnier then. I need to get back on it. That's part of the summer.
No, don't do that because you're gonna dissolve.
Why do you
your
have
gums,
a dip?
That's fine. Every once in a while,
I mean, you're not gonna have teeth, bro.
Are you gonna go play baseball right now, or what are you doing?
I was never good at baseball.
Then why do you have a dip? How do you get into dip if you didn't play baseball?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Actually, it's a good
story.
Let me see it. I was in Baltimore on a work trip with the great Sean Salisbury.
Yeah.
And I was making jokes about how tired I was from the road. I said, and I was making drug jokes, right?
Right. So he gave you some dip.
No, he said, I know what to do, bro. Let's go to the liquor store. So we go to the liquor store. He's like, get this one. Oh, I put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm still chasing that first high. Because it was like rocket fuel.
So this
funny.
Is nasty, man. I always liked, because my friends that play baseball would dip, right? So
right,
I just like doing this right
you
here.
Like to smack it.
I like being that guy.
Yeah.
But this is disgusting, man. I'm going to keep this. This is nasty.
No,
you don't need that
in
your life.
I never put it in my mouth.
You don't need that in your life, man.
You don't.
That's terrible.
You don't need
it. Cigar smoker.
Cigar's fine.
That's better than
so
that.
So are you, Beto.
Yeah, but this is disgusting because then you have your dip cup everywhere. Like you leave it around.
Just spit whatever you want.
Christopher, you're such a refined young man.
You are refined. I don't. You know what? If I didn't know that you liked dip, I would have never pegged you as a dip guy.
Now you're drinking Budweiser Red and you're dipping, and
Bud Heavy.
Whatever
heavy,
that
heavy,
is.
Heavy, heavy, heavy.
But then you got custom made dress shirt with
emphasis
your initials.
On the heavy.
You know, see that one.
That's me. I take offense to that one too.
See, here's the thing. As I try to get back on track,
this is why they don't like you, Saddam.
But everybody's laughing.
Hey, but you said you're honest.
I know. I'm just like Kobe.
You're
going
to try
teammate.
To shame me over the next 16 months before I hit 40. To
I'm
get
a tough team. Remember, look, I just read you the Kobe quote somebody sent me. I hold teammates to a higher standard. I don't sugarcoat stuff. Never have, never will. That tends to rub some people the wrong way. You get it, though. You can handle it.
Hey.
I only throw things you can handle.
Hey, go ahead. Make another joke. You're about to make something about a sandwich or something.
It has to come naturally.
This is nasty, man.
It is nasty.
Let me tell you. I need one.
Go ahead. Hey, Kaplan.
Do you have a receding gum line?
No, I mean, I don't know.
You
I
have
mean,
to.
Have you been, when was the last time you went to a dentist then?
A year ago.
And what did he say about the dip?
He didn't say anything because I didn't tell him.
Oh. You don't think he noticed?
He didn't seem to
notice.
Nah,
probably not.
Mm. You know, I used to date a guy who used dip and he had the receding gum line, and I told him he looked like he had horse teeth because they make your teeth look really long.
Yeah. Really
it's nasty
right
looking.
Now.
He
don't
is
do
packing.
It.
Packing
no.
heat.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I need it, though.
It's banned in Major
League. I've been up for 4 days straight.
It's here. Banned in Major League dugout.
There's other things you can do, though, for that.
I feel like if you went to the doctor and said that.
Where's the Tucana set?
There's like a better solution.
Supply chain, there's a lot of stuff in it now. You got to be careful.
Well, it's stuck with his shirts on the port right now.
Oh, it's so funny.
I got you, Chris.
I got an update on Cap.
Yeah.
He just liked my tweet about him.
Right now. That means the nooner's over.
Yeah, it was over a while.
By the way. We have Radio Tinder coming up, but at 5:40, I've got some decent news for Raider fans. I want to get to that because I feel like we haven't talked about the Raiders in a minute since they got Devontae Adams, and I thought there was some news that came up that I was like, huh, I kind of like that for them. So we'll get to that. Radio Tinder's up in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is Live Imaging Tuesday. Sedano and Cap. Ooh. Beto Duran sitting in.
Shaming you for your
capping. Dipping. Here you go, Janice.
I'm going to put this on my Instagram. I'm take a poll. Take a poll. Put up a poll.
You know what it's time for. Radio Tinder. We like to play a TV theme. And how about this one? This was the TV theme song from Ballers.
Yeah, now see,
actually, before
finally
you
something
TV,
I know.
Someone in the audience wants to know if you watch Bonanza, considering all the old
No, I mean, I have watched Bonanza.
Come on, Haas.
But back on this day in 2015, the TV show Ballers, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, premiered on HBO.
I loved that show.
Yeah, that was a good jam right
I mean,
there.
I finished it. I mean, you know.
How are you not in it? You should have been in Ballers.
I was never asked to be on Ballers.
Then it wasn't a good
because
show.
Because I'm not an NFL person.
Oh, you're not in the league.
I'm not an NFL person.
Cappy thinks he's an NFL person.
He does think.
Meanwhile, you can follow Lindsay at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. And don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala.
Yeah, Tequila
Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Morales. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't understand why this is a bit.
There's funny, actually.
Whoa.
You made fun of her.
Because there was no energy. Having energy on the radio is a good thing.
I just feel like, you know, the whole point of the intro was to introduce the segments to Radio Tinder, and it was supposed to be the same every time. And then you started doing the bit with the different TV themes and stuff.
Because you guys wanted to change it.
Right, and then we never changed it. So you made it into an interactive bit for a segment that's, you know, we only have a short period of time, you know?
Yeah, she would just take it and run, start the segment, and you were...
Taking it and running.
You made fun of her.
That's all.
I was here that day when you made fun of her for not having energy. It said, I like this bit. Come on, over the top, Lindsay.
Not everybody can have as much energy as you every day, yeah. Chris Morales.
That was pretty good, though.
That was good.
Maybe if I had some dip, I'd have more energy.
Maybe you would. I don't know.
Now you're getting dip shamed.
I don't want to ruin my teeth, though.
DJ Diplo over here.
I just got my teeth whitened. Hey. The dentist didn't see anything in the gum line.
She just whitened your teeth.
She just did it.
Okay,
so.
You had the dentist come to your house, though.
Is that like a dentist? Well, she's like a dental assistant.
I was going to say.
Wait, what? How did this? What do you mean? What?
There was
a date,
and he just made her clean up his teeth.
Wait, but. He did the whitening. They use like special power tools on you to clean your teeth and stuff.
No, she didn't clean it. She whitened it.
They put that, you know, that infrared or whatever.
It was like three 20-minute sessions.
It's not infrared. What did they call it?
I don't know. They just put. I don't ask many questions.
The UV light thing.
Yeah, it's that light. Yeah,
it's called Zoom, right?
Yeah, my dentist told me that the light has nothing to do with the. He said it's all the chemicals.
Well, probably. It definitely makes your teeth sensitive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why I can't do it.
Yeah, I did it once, and it was like, after a while, I had to take it out, take a break.
Guys, I sit in a tanning bed. I'm not worried about anything.
Oh, yeah,
tanning bed should be illegal. Are
in
you crazy?
22, you're sitting in a tanning bed.
I'd love to get in the buff in there.
They're gonna be illegal.
Are you like in a bed or are you like in a stand up?
Oh, bed.
You were born too late.
True. I should have been a 70s person.
Oh my god.
Studio 54.
A tanning bed?
You were Boogie Nights.
Oh, 100%.
Oh yeah. You were the Colonel.
I don't think I've done a tanning bed in like 15 years.
You shouldn't.
I love it.
You shouldn't. They should literally be illegal.
I lotion up.
That loco.
Okay, so back to Radio Tinder.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Already in progress.
Okay, so Manny Ramirez is my favorite player of all time. I'm sure you guys
Manny
have
Manny Wood?
Manny Ramirez.
Oh yeah.
Interesting guy here.
Oh, he had an interesting take. I saw this. Go ahead.
I was excited to see that he was in the Red Sox broadcast booth last night for their game against the Tigers. So while on the air, Manny commented on the fans at Fenway Park and how the fan bases for teams like the Red Sox and the Yankees can kind of make or break your career. Here is what he said.
There's a lot of pressure playing in Boston. There's no getting around it.
But you got to understand this. If you haven't played in Boston or New York, you're not in the big leagues.
Man, isn't that true?
If you put Jeter in Kansas City in those years, he was just a regular player.
Yeah. You put him on that big stage and hit 400 in the postseason for many, many years.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
No doubt.
He's the greatest in the history.
Yeah,
right?
He's the greatest.
Tough place. This is a tough place to play.
But he make you better because you got to be ready.
Every night.
Because they will let you know.
Oh, yeah.
They will let you know when you're not right. To be honest with you, when I was with Cleveland, I was playing and I was a good player. But when I came to Boston, I got better because the fans, they will let you know that you wasn't playing right.
So do you guys agree with Manny about what he said about Derek Jeter specifically?
Yes, I'm swiping right. And I will. Okay, so let me start with him playing in Boston. So let's just say I have a former major league player who's a friend of mine. Who played in Boston and said to me that he's 100% right because Boston is, people think of it as this huge town. It is in comparison to others, but it's not like as big as LA or New York or some of Chicago. Like it's a small little parochial town in that regard. Like this person said, I couldn't go to the grocery store to have privacy. I couldn't go to have dinner. Like if I wanted to have privacy, I had to go like to somebody's house. So there's that. But about the Derek Jeter stuff, he's 100% right. I've always said if Derek Jeter was like a Pittsburgh Pirate, he'd probably still have Hall of Fame numbers, but he wouldn't be Derek Jeter. He's Derek Jeter because he played for the Yankees.
Man, I'm so glad you said that. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to swipe right because I have said this many times and I get called a hater. And I'm like, I'm not that. It's just
it's
Jeter, if you had him in Kansas City, if you had him, heck, even in Texas, a place like that where they're not getting the market, you wouldn't be Derek Jeter. Yeah, he would still put up the numbers. He would still be a Hall of Famer, but he wouldn't be Derek Jeter. And in Boston, I've been there many times. I've talked to a lot of people who have played there, and they will tell you from the moment you come in, they let you know.
Right.
And visiting players hate Sweet Caroline. They hate everything about what's going on because that bullpen, especially for pitchers, they're on your face. And I've known guys who have played in Boston just like you, and you're right. You never see Boston players out in town because they can't, because you're always going to have like the characters from Fever Pitch coming out there and getting
you. A ton of people want to just crowd them.
All
There's
over
no
you.
Privacy.
And it's different, though. And I've talked to some of the Latino players, too. When they come out there and play, you know, it's a different kind of city.
Yeah.
And you have
but
a different expectation.
But if you're like Big Poppy or Manny, you're going to be beloved forever.
If you perform.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Right. If you win them a world. They broke the curse. Like, those guys are going to be beloved.
But if you don't perform,
no, you're
they let you know it right away. And if you have a big contract, look at Kike. you know, when he shit went over there and it was like, oh, Kike had no, his numbers are bad. They let him have it right away.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Lynn?
All right, so a miserable neighbor dubbed a Karen seemed to purposely ruin a wedding across the street, droning out the bride with a lawnmower as she walked down the aisle. In fact, the whirring during her lawn mowing session was so noisy that it even disturbed the couple's vows, so the audience couldn't even hear them. So the viral TikTok clip has nearly 300,000 views, and it has divided the internet because half of the comments expressed rage toward the neighbor for ruining the celebration, and the other half sided with the Karen, saying that it's her property and she shouldn't be inconvenienced by a wedding across the street. Is the lawn mowing neighbor in the wrong here? Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
I'm going to swipe
right as you agree, left as you disagree.
I disagree, left. She's wrong, man.
Tacky.
She's wrong. Like, okay, if this is a wedding at 11 o'clock at night, they're making a bunch of noise, then all right, okay. But
who gets married at 11 p.m., okay?
But that's what I'm saying. If you're making noise late at night, whatever. But no, during the day, you see what's going on. Also, let me know, where is this at? Where did it take place?
I couldn't find that because a lot of people had that same question.
Because if it's taking place in L.A., how many backyard weddings have we been to? How many backyard parties have we been to? That's just tacky, and it's only, what, an hour for the wedding to be going on while they're exchanging the vows, 15 minutes? That's just wrong. That's just
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I'd be annoyed. I would go, I would have someone go over there and just be like, hey, lady, can you chill with the lawnmower for like 15 minutes so we can finish this ceremony and then you can do whatever the hell you want? You know, because we're playing music after that.
Okay, and also, the lady recorded it herself?
She posted something, like the video on TikTok after the fact.
Nah, she was trying to be a pain in the
ass. Yeah.
Because she wanted to know, like what's going, like, should I be mad about this or am I out of line for being upset about this?
Well, clearly she's out of line. What did the rest of the world say?
Well, it was like half and half. The bride is the one who posted something about it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So they couldn't hear the vows, and then the lady started cutting
That's
the grass.
That's crappy.
That sucks.
Yeah, that is crappy, you know? I'm not with it. All right, what's next?
Okay, so MLB and New Era this morning unveiled their 2022 4th of July cap collection to be worn by all 30 big league clubs over the Independence Day weekend. This year's design, which I tweeted out if anybody wants to see the pictures of it, because I feel like that's the best way to visualize here.
Yeah.
So this year's design brings us back to the era of the wide paintbrush cap of the mid-1990s, and it has like a star-spangled like splash, I guess you could call it, across the front
that.
Of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're very 90s, very like, I don't know, something you'd see in Wayne's World.
They're very America.
Yeah.
Very NASCAR-ish.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But NASCAR, that's a good way, like 90s NASCAR. So we talked about the off-white MLB collection last week. And I wanted to ask you guys, are these uglier than the off-white collection? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
So what is the actual question that I'm answering here about
are
the
these, Are these ones uglier than the MLB's off-white collection?
Oh, no. The off-white, I mean, the holes, I can't deal with that. Like, that just, yeah. I don't know. So I'm going to swipe left. I think these are better.
I'm going to swipe right. Because they look tacky, they look terrible. And also, my
Tacky's
complaint is, why does Toronto have to wear this? Why are the Blue Jays wearing a 4th of July hat? Yeah,
because they're playing in a league that generates.
I'm saying, like, why?
May be playing in America that weekend.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, you're going to have the Canadian team wearing the red, white, and blue.
Well, they can have their own Canadian day if they want.
Well, then shouldn't whoever playing Canada day?
That day they can wear the opposing team should wear the Canadian day.
Yeah, but it's just like, I saw it, I looked at it, and I was ready to just.
Newsflash, Beto. They do this every year for 4th of July.
Of course they do. They do everything for every. And I still have the same complaint. Like, why are you making the Canadians wear the U.S. or the camouflage or everything else?
The players aren't Canadian. There may be some on the team.
Vlad Jr.'s Canadian.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, the team in general.
Yeah, but they're ugly. The off-white, I get it, because you're off-white. You're going after the hype beast who want to show that they can get this and want to get after that. These are just ugly right here. But
yeah,
are they
going to
sell? 100%. That's why they do it every single holiday. It's for marketing. It's to sell, and they're going to make money.
Yeah, they're just not. They're too gaudy for me.
Yeah,
it's like, ugh.
Nah.
Yeah.
Gaudy.
Yeah.
Good word.
But if you have one, give it to me.
Okay, real quick, one more.
You'll take it for free.
Free, it's me. Give me three.
Always. Always with you, Beto.
Yes.
Okay, so from the same people who brought us mustard ice cream back in 2019.
Whoa.
French's is back with another really weird culinary concoction that's setting the internet on fire. Everyone is talking about the new French-sickle, which is a ketchup-flavored popsicle. They describe it as, quote, perfectly savory with a hint of salty sweetness. This popsicle highlights the delicious flavor of French's ketchup made with 100% Canadian tomatoes in a unique and refreshing way. Frenches will be doling out
okay,
the French.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm swiping left. Well, this is gross.
I'm not. Done. My question is, no. I wrote it out specifically. I'm guessing none of you guys would try this.
No.
But is there another savory type food or flavor that you love so much that you would try it in a popsicle or ice cream form?
No.
No. Savory is for savory.
Nothing.
No. No. No such thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the guy when I go to the fair and I see some of the stuff that they've been frying, I'm like, oh, this is disgusting.
Although fried Oreos, pretty
good. Yeah, okay, yeah, but like fried ketchup, like ice cream, whatever, no.
It's not fried ketchup. It's
ice cream popsicle.
You get what I'm saying, ice cream popsicle.
No, ketchup popsicle.
No, keep my ice cream simple. Keep the blow pop. Keep the red, white, and blue. There it is.
I'm generally frying things is different. Like anything fried probably tastes good. But. Yeah, I'm not into creating these concoctions of savory foods that turn into ice cream or popsicles. That just seems silly to me. No.
Well, I just want to point out that Salt and Straw, which is they do frozen yogurt, they have some of the craziest mixtures of frozen yogurt. Like one of them, their most popular one is like lavender honey. And they have a lot of the savory mixed with the sweet. And they're amazing. They're all amazing.
Okay, lavender's a flavor. Honey, okay.
No, lavender is a flower. So no, it's not really a flavor.
Whatever. It's a flavor I can
it's
get.
It's a flower, Beto.
They have a pistachio ice cream. Like they have some.
I mean, pistachio's a nut, though, you know?
Yeah, but it's a salty, savory.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes
salty.
You don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Salty.
There you go.
That's me.
You were supposed to finish the jingle.
Enjoy's got nuts.
I don't know
sounds
jingles.
Mounds,
I don't know jingles. I don't know.
Do
your
they still
movies?
Make mounds? I see Enjoy everywhere.
I don't know if they make mounds.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter will let us know if they
make mounds. Because Enjoy mounds is basically Enjoy without the almonds.
Enjoy is good. Enjoy is a coconut. I like that.
Right, but mounds is also the coconut, but without the almonds. I don't see mounds anymore.
I don't know.
Okay, really quick. Here's a couple of the Salt and Straw flavors.
Okay.
Cinnamon and
you're
honey
really
fried
to sell
chicken.
This on us.
Yeah, because I think that there are some.
All right, road trip. Let's go.
Cinnamon and honey fried chicken.
No.
I'm not having a popsicle. Of
this is yogurt or what is it?
Yeah, it's frozen yogurt.
No.
I think
chicken?
It sounds like it would be good.
Yogurt? Gross. No.
Froyo.
No.
Yeah, okay. No.
Froyo.
They have a, what's the other one? A strawberry honey balsamic with black pepper.
Hell no, balsamic? No.
With black pepper.
No.
All right, stop this.
Okay.
You're just making things up. There's no way that's real.
Actually, Clinton Yates is a big fan of that frozen yogurt
he
place.
Can
you
be.
Can ask him. He can
this sounds like a game. This sounds like a game Ireland would do.
Okay,
is this real?
Wait,
or?
Hold on. Salt and Straw has like very interesting concoction.
Right, like I just said.
Yeah. Like my boyfriend and I went the other day and he was like,
my boyfriend.
Hell
my
no.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
I thought it used to be
Tebow.
It used to be Tebow, now it's boyfriend, huh?
I don't know.
Whatever. It's you're out of the loop. But they're disgusting. Like they're not
good. It's gross.
Yeah. Have you tried them?
We tried the watermelon something, and we were like, yeah, no. And we got the kid size.
It's just not for everybody, Linz.
Not good.
Fine. I was just asking you guys a question for Radio Tinder. My bad.
Oh, good energy. Girl. Good energy.
My
right
bad. I will not. I didn't even get the whole question out, and you're like, no.
This is gross.
No.
Okay. Well, what's gross to you maybe is obviously enjoyable for someone to have an entire business built on it.
Or maybe they're just making it up so we could talk about it on Radio Tinder.
No, because this is literally a place that I've been to.
It is, but they also have regular stuff, like salted caramel.
Whatever happens to paletero?
That's doable.
Yeah, they have regular
salt
stuff.
Salt is savory.
Are you going to have paleteros on Friday?
Salted, but it's got caramel.
Sure, all of these are countered with a sweet thing.
Are you dipping?
I am. We are looking for a late night spot in Montebello, though, after the
Ordonez across the street.
I thought you guys had an after party spot.
Ordonez is open 24 hours. Cash only.
Kaplan's thing is just going to be more drinking, and at some point I'm going to want to eat.
Yeah,
Ordonez. I got
Kaplan,
you.
What time is it open till?
24 hours.
That's a good place, though.
It is?
Yeah. Ordonez across the street from there is open 24 hours, yes.
There you go.
J&S is cash only, open 24 hours.
Oh, so I got to get some cash, though.
But then there's a Calaveras right next to it, too.
Oh, Calaveras.
But I think they close at 11.
Yeah, but Ordonez is 24 hours. Yeah.
Are we going past 11?
No. But by the time we get out of there.
Oh.
Well,
by the time he changes into his velour suit. You know?
No, the after party outfit is. Yeah, that's something.
There's an after party outfit,
wait,
too?
What?
Of course.
For me, yeah.
Oh, I was like, dude, I'm going to be in chanclas by that time. Like,
no,
you know, the 4-inch heels.
I'm
going to
be in a smoking jacket.
Yeah.
You got to celebrate.
No shirt, huh?
No.
Attaboy.
Hey, coming up.
Hair out.
I got something to sell Raider fans. I'll have that for you. Plus, I do want to get into, there's a cool story Lindsay found about college football. Beto, you're so tied into high school sports that I want to get your thoughts on. Is this part of the NIL situation?
Oh, okay.
And I'd love to get your thoughts because you're involved in that. It's a story Lindsay found that I thought was interesting. So we'll get to that all coming up in 2 minutes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like Grant in L.A. is going after me?
Yeah, he did a Photoshop of you and your tanning buddies. Kind of funny.
I'm going to check that out.
It's in the community.
On this day in 1994, Blackstreet released their self-titled debut album. Can we check to see if No Diggity was on there, Producer Lindsay?
The way you work it.
I don't know if No Diggity was on there.
But before she does that.
It doesn't matter if it was on there, because the whole point is that we're just mentioning the album came out, you know? Oh. No Diggity. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's on there.
Usually I like to play a song from the album, but that's okay.
Okay, well, you weren't paying attention when we were doing the prep in there, so, you know. Whoa. Just saying.
Whoa. See, you wanted energy. Now you got it.
Well, it is Mandy's week. I'm a little busy. We're three days away.
I know, but I'm just pointing out you called me out like 3 times today, and my point was that, yeah, you called me out in the open saying, why are we playing this again? When we had a conversation about it. So,
I'm just saying
you weren't paying attention when I was talking to you.
I am voting for Energy Producer of the Year.
Had you mentioned that while we were doing the talking about this, then maybe I would have looked for another one, but you didn't, so.
What do you have to say, Christopher?
I'm a.
I was just wondering if this was on the album No Diggity in 1994.
By the way, our last segment, Radio Tinder, was presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. What was it on the album?
I'm scared.
Just asking now.
I'm a little scared, too. Yeah. It's National Smoothie Day.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Smoothies are good.
It is. Ooh, I love a good smoothie.
Yeah.
Jeff in Encino says I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm wrong about, but I'm wrong. Go ahead, Jeff. Tell me what I'm wrong about.
I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, 40 miles from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, Windsor. I've been there and gambled in your casinos.
Hey, from South Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Windsor Valet. There is absolutely a brand of beer made by Molson named Molson Canadian.
I know. We were kind of just doing a bit. It wasn't like real. Like, we were just kind of messing with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. We weren't being
Molson
serious.
Canada.
We were just kind of saying, like, you're in Canada. Of course it's Canadian. You know, like, it was just a joke.
Yeah, but it is named Molson Canadian.
I believe you.
So if I was in Canada, I'd still say Molson Canadian.
Yes.
Don't give me just a Molson.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But if you say Molson, they might just give you a Molson Canadian.
Let's just go to South Detroit.
Born
and raised in South.
Bro, let me tell you something about Windsor.
It's fun.
First of all, fun, and you can be 18 to go gamble and
really?
Party. Yeah, it's Canada. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, you know what the Windsor Ballet is, right?
No.
It's a series of gentlemen clubs that guys from across the country who own or manage auto dealerships visit, accompanied by the folks in Detroit, because they're single and
ready to mingle
in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, I just know because I have a friend who grew up in Michigan, and he told me when he was 18 that he used to just go to Windsor all the time because he could just drink and do all the stuff he couldn't do in Detroit.
Yep. And the beer definitely is stronger.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeff. Great to hear from you in Encino.
That's a good job, Jeff.
Great to talk to you.
All right, pal. So anyway,
you know, I talk about the bacon diet a lot. Somebody's telling me in the community to try the carnivore diet, which I'm familiar with, but you eat a lot of liver.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of different things.
Alex tweets us and says, Dios mio, at Lindsay Baseball is bringing the Hungarian fire today. Yeah.
This show's off the rails. I like it. I'm going to listen back.
And Carlos Sanchez tweets, get him, Lindsay Baseball.
Everybody's on the team.
I'm not going after anyone. It's just, you know.
No, but they like the.
I'm responding to your calling out. Your random, like, oh, I'm going to call you out about this.
We're making a conversation.
He wanted energy. You got the energy. This is what you wanted energy? No,
I know.
It.
I'm just pointing out. I'm not going after anyone. I'm just, you know, having, like Chris said, I'm having a conversation.
Cisco Rocks tweets us and says, why is Mr. Mexican Duran Sports butchering Ordóñez and calling it Ordóñez?
Man, look. Mm. Ordóñez, Ordóñez.
Answer.
And I wrote back to him, come on. Whatever. I'm going to go listen.
You just anglicized it.
Yeah.
Something Cappy would do.
Yeah.
Well, you're in for Cappy.
I'm wearing Sunday swagger.
That's fair.
No Diggity was on another level. That was the album in 1996.
Well, good. When that one comes out, then you can play a song from this album.
This live imaging stuff, it's seeing it in person, it's a thing of beauty. Yeah, it's a thing of beauty.
Well, a lot of our material and bits a lot of times come out of this just because it's wild freeform. Yeah. When people see me, they know freeform.
Hey, but Mason doesn't like it, though, huh?
Well, so here's the thing. You want to?
They hated Chris coming on.
So here's the thing.
They hate it or hate?
Yeah, remind me to get to the Raider thing after.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Mason said, "Oh no, I love it, I love it." And he took me aside one day. He goes, "I think John's a little weird with all the like the shots."
Whoa!
So he ran John under the bus.
So then he made John. So one day it wasn't even me. It was like Greg and Jorge just went after Mason on a Tuesday, and I happened to be in the room. The next day, John comes after me, and that's when I sent him a text. I said, "Hey, if we're just joking around, cool. But if we have some issues, let's talk about it, right?" Much like I sent you that text yesterday. Anyway.
Ignored.
So then John goes, "Hey, blah, blah." He explains it. We end up having a great night drinking.
Yeah.
Go for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Now we're best friends. Now Mason doesn't know, because Mason never wants to say he has an issue. He likes to put it on somebody else.
He puts it on somebody else, yeah.
So now Mason is all stuck in the middle. Not really. He's
no,
outside.
They don't like it. As a listener, they don't like it. That's just the impression
did
I get.
Did you just spit?
I did.
Yeah, he's dipping right now.
Here's the thing.
A listener, who doesn't like it?
Mason.
Oh.
I think that they don't like sometimes.
Yeah, he's listening and observing.
They don't like the randomness. But here's the funny thing. Today I kept trying to Because
they're not
get,
in control.
Well, yeah. But
and they need to be in control.
I kept trying to get out of the studio today, and John kept pulling me back in. It was like Godfather 3.
Well, John likes it.
Just when I thought I was out.
Yeah.
I'm not instigating here, but you can...
Oh, you're instigating. You can,
no,
that's my bit.
I'm not coming back for another month, so it's all right. Yeah. But I can tell that Mason kind of like, hey, okay, cute. Uh-huh. Funny, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but do you think they're okay with it now?
Yeah,
because they didn't like it at
they've
first.
They've kind of been told like, yeah,
they didn't like it.
They've been told to like it,
not to like it, but like this is just a thing that's happening.
I like it. I mean, I wasn't a fan of it at first. But
oh, you weren't?
No.
Now why is that?
Because you were interrupting them.
But like, not. But I'm at the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning when I first heard it.
No. I mean, I'm at the beginning of the segment. I'm not interrupting them.
No. I'm not saying today. I'm just saying in general when I first heard it months ago.
Oh, you're talking about when we just started.
Yeah,
imaging.
When you started doing the imaging because it's like, who's this guy? What's going on here? Like, I didn't know what was going on. What I was listening to.
Well, that was
I'm just saying this as a listener.
That was because a lot of people higher than me felt that the show needed somebody to just kind of throw missiles and not.
Whoa!
Oh, damn!
Kind of freshen up the show.
Okay.
Let me turn my microphone.
I was not the one that said that. For the record,
I wasn't the one that said that either.
Okay.
It was the old boss.
Okay.
For
the record, I love Mason Ireland.
For the record, I was not the instigator of this for once.
Wow. Wait, are you talking about the station in general, or
he's talking about way back when we started like me coming on and making fun of them in the rejoins and stuff? That's what he's talking about, like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious about this. You know, if you're talking about our show or their
show
or whatever.
This show embraces this guy.
The reason Live Imaging Tuesday started was, I believe, on this show.
It was.
Yeah.
It was during construction week.
Yeah.
When we switched to our new ownership, a lot of things stopped working that were out of everyone's control.
Right.
Oh.
And we couldn't do
it. We started doing it on this show, and then everyone was like, and like it always happens, we start doing something, and everyone's like, oh, I want some of that too.
So Mason goes, like, why don't you do it on this show? I'm like, okay.
Laura's laughing because she knows
it's
true.
I got you. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff, man.
Yeah. The cheese bits.
You know, we do something around here, and then Mason's like, everybody steals from everybody. I'm like,
As much as I, you know, like you guys, I'm still a listener. I partake in the shows throughout the day while I'm driving around all over Southern California. Yep. I'm like a real listener who's jumping in, jumping out, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on with the Raiders real quick.
Yeah,
so it looks like Ndamukong Suh is trying to sell himself on the Raiders.
What?
Ndamukong Suh can still play.
But he's, what do you mean selling himself? Are they talking to him or he's talking to them?
Well, he's been on ESPN all week. He's been like a guest analyst. He's been real, first of all, let me start
he's
by
going
saying.
To future.
He's been really good on TV this week.
Yeah.
I think it seems like he wants to play for the Raiders. Like he even tweeted out, like, Raiders, you know, like, why not?
Oh, he tweeted the Raiders account.
Yeah.
No, what happened was Adam Schefter tweeted about he still wants to play, like Ndamukong Suh still has shown a desire to play, and then he quote tweeted Adam Schefter's tweet and said Raiders would be fun.
Raiders would be fun.
Yeah. The technology and the way that you guys have it.
I actually think. Well, look, I think that team needs more defense. I think they're fine on offense.
Yes. And you give a little attitude with it. I mean, you know, he's not going to be your guy who's going to be every down, but a little nastiness. A little extra?
Yeah.
For a team like that?
Now, I know what Raider fan is thinking. We already did the Warren Sapp experiment at the end of his career, but I feel like Suh still has plenty left in the tank.
Yeah.
And also, to defend Warren Sapp for a second,
he was not utilized properly in that defensive scheme back in those days. I think that had more to do with it than anything else.
If you get Sue on the right amount of money, it's not going to cost you much, right?
I don't know about that. I mean, he's still productive, so you're going to have to pay him something.
But then if he's telling the Raiders will be fun, he might give you a little different discount.
Maybe he wants to play. I feel like he's like the perfect Raider, to be honest with you. And again, he's still got stuff in the tank. He was good for Tampa Bay the last couple years.
Yeah, I like that.
He was good when he was here with the Rams.
And you tell me that jersey's not going to sell quick?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Raiders should consider it for sure. By the way, is your vehicle due for service? Head to your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient services for your car for busy people just like you. You don't have to drag the kids to a dirty waiting room at Valvoline. You stay in your car while the experts make sure your ride's in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, more. Pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes and visit their website, SoCalOilChange.com, for locations and game-winning coupons. All right. We've got some USC stuff to get into. Caleb Williams, there's an interesting story about him. Beto's going to weigh in because he's Mr. High School Sports on this whole NIL stuff because it's starting to hit the high school level now. I think it's going to be a fun discussion. I'd love to hear from the parents, too, that are in on this. We'll be back in 2 minutes.